Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, this person's been everywhere. She's checking out all the training camps right now. Does a great job for NFL Network and right here on The Fan, and that is Kim Jones. How you been, Kim?
First time, long time, Ev.
Would you trade Zach Wheeler?
No, but, you know, do you want to do that for 10 minutes?
No, actually, no.
We can.
We can agree to disagree. I say
I would
absolutely
keep pitching because I think you need pitching and you're going to need what you give up. I would keep it.
Yeah, I don't think he's that good, but that's okay. That's fine.
All right, that's
now,
good.
Enlighten me here, okay? Because the way I look at this Sam Darnold Jet situation is I'm not picking a side. I don't really care. I'm on team fan, team me, team fellow Jet fans. The guy needs to be here. The Jets need to figure out a way to get him there. Jimmy Sexton needs to figure out a way to get him there. So I don't know who's right. I don't know who's wrong. I just want him in camp. What are you hearing about this? When is this stupid thing going to get done?
I think it could get done today. I think if you look at the Jets' schedule, because now we're getting to the portion where there's, you know, obviously days off, teams need days off, and next week we start the preseason games, so that obviously affects practices. The day before a game, you're not going to get out there and have a full training camp practice. You probably have a walkthrough. So at this moment, including today, there are seven practices before they play the Falcons. So at some point, you have to do the math and figure out this is, they hope, and they believe, their future franchise quarterback. This is a rookie who's never done this before. No matter how good he may be, he's never done this before. And you have seven practices to get him ready to face NFL players who are going to hit him and try to hit him. So at some point, you wonder about that. I don't think you wonder bigger picture than that yet. But at some point, that first preseason game becomes less of an opportunity for Darnold. But then going forward, games 2, 3, and 4, he certainly would be up to speed, presuming this ends, say, today. He would be up to speed enough to really get work in those games.
From what you understand, who's being more unreasonable here, the Jets or Darnold's agent?
I think it's silly. I think at some point it becomes, this is my guess, at some point it becomes a bit of an ego thing, possibly on both sides. I mean, you're talking about language. You know, you remember the days, Ev, you're younger than I by far, but you remember the days when first-round picks used to not report because
yeah.
They were haggling over millions and millions of dollars.
Sure.
That stuff's over now. Now it's over language if someone, you know, essentially gets in trouble. Well, you know, the Jets wanted us to believe this spring that they not only got their guy, but they got basically a perfect quarterback in the draft. So, you know, give up some language and get him here. I mean, it just all seems a little bit silly to me. Much ado about nothing, except
right.
That it is something because he isn't here.
Well, it's, you know what it is, and I think you basically alluded to it. It's much to do about nothing long term. This is not something
Agreed.
We're going to remember about even 6 weeks from now, let alone 6 years from now. But from a short term perspective, if their hope was that he could win this job, and I, in a perfect world, Kim, I don't want him to win the job. I want him to set. I want him to learn. I think that's a healthy thing for a young quarterback. But if they want him to win the job, that's where it hurts him. Because like you said, it's going to be more difficult to even be ready for that first preseason game and impress this coaching staff enough to win that job outright.
Well, yeah, and, you know, the chemistry and everything else. Listen, the spring is the spring. It is a different animal than training camp. Teddy Bridgewater has come in and not picked up where he left off this spring. He had a brilliant spring.
Right.
He's been okay. You know, Josh McCown's been Josh McCown, and you can win with Josh McCown. And my hunch is still that he's the starter on September 9th or 10th. When they start the Monday night.
Monday
right?
night against the Lions.
So I think it's the 10th. So my hunch is that Josh McCown, incumbent starter, remains that. So, yes, I agree with you that for this to be an even competition, and let's face it, Bridgewater and especially McCown have much more experience.
Sure.
Than any rookie, including Sam Darnold. So they are already ahead, and now they've gotten, what, almost one, two? Well, today will be only their second day in pads, but they had a couple days before that on the field. So they've gotten like a four-day head start, essentially.
I tell you, and I think Josh McCown is great in terms of almost being a coach on the field, and he's a good dude, and he's a great story, and he had a fine year last year. I really don't want to see him starting on opening day. I would much rather see Teddy Bridgewater prove he's healthy and have him have a chance to go back to the Pro Bowl and prove he can get back here. wouldn't it take Teddy not to be healthy and Darnold to not be ready for McCown to get this job? Isn't that really the formula? Because if Teddy's healthy, shouldn't he be the guy, Kim?
Yeah, but you're talking about a Todd Bowles who, when Ryan Fitzpatrick wasn't even re-signed, he was talking about Fitzpatrick as his starting quarterback because he was the incumbent from the year previous. So Todd loves incumbents.
Nobody's wrong. But he's wrong. Don't you think he's wrong, though, Kim? Like, I know he loves incumbents, but the guy's 39 years old.
Well, and what you're betting on is maybe Teddy recaptures the magic, and then he could be an answer here. I understand what you're saying. The three games in, I think, 11 days, I always thought would keep Darnold from starting the season. That's a lot to ask of anyone, any team in the NFL, and they've got the three because they go Monday, Sunday, Thursday. So I always thought McCown would start. I understand where you're coming from. I think right now the smart money, since we can talk odds on everything in the world now, I think the smart money would be on McCown starting. I just think that's how it has been. And I do agree with you that Darnold's absence, however long it becomes, even if it ends today, hurt his chance to really make that favorable first impression and kind of take the reins a little bit.
So far, let me get the Kim itinerary. Where have you been on your training camp tour?
I started it last Tuesday here, but that was when rookies, other than Darnold, reported, and that was the Revis press conference. And then I did 3 days at Giantsville because I was going to be there for the report and practice. And then Friday, we had the whole group there with Rhett Lewis and Sean O'Hara and LT and stuff. So I stayed for that. Then I went to Richmond for Redskins over the weekend. Now I'm back to Jets. After this, tomorrow Jets and Giants are both off, FYI.
Okay.
So I'm not traveling tomorrow either. And then Giants, and then I'll hit the Patriots this weekend or later in the week.
Be careful with Tom Brady. He's very sensitive if you ask him tough questions. He may run away.
I will be in the Boston area, though, for Yankees Red Sox.
You got to go. You got to go to a game.
I was thinking about it. We'll see how that goes. We'll see. But I was thinking about Thursday might be the opening for me there.
Yeah. You know, here's my rip on Fenway Park. And I know you've experienced it. Maybe not this regard. But my problem with Fenway Park is I go to a baseball game to watch a baseball game. The atmosphere is great. Walking around Yawkey Way, whatever they're calling it now, is great. But there's so few seats in that building that are good seats. You know what I mean? Mm. It's difficult. I remember I went to a Red Sox game years ago, met Red Sox interleague game. Me and my dad sat in the outfield, and the seat is literally facing center field. So to watch the game, you've got to contort your entire body to the left, lean your head over, and then maybe you'll see part of the game.
Wow. I thought you were going to complain about the lines at the men's room.
That's another thing. You know why I can't complain? I could be wrong about this because it's been a while. I don't think they have the troughs like they do in Oakland, which is a disgrace. Troughs should be banned from the earth, Kim.
Yeah, I'll just piggyback with you on that. That one I don't have any idea of. But I have heard that about the restroom situation. I have not sat in the seats there, so you're right. I have not experienced Fenway in that regard.
That's the problem. I mean, if I was going there and I was in a luxury suite or a press box, I'd have a great time. But it's so difficult to find a good seat, and I think the few good seats that exist are probably thousands of dollars to buy on StubHub. So it's just a tough place.
Especially this weekend, I would think, right? It's got to be a hot ticket this weekend for games.
I'm not even kidding. I was I'm off next week, right? So
good.
I get a little vacation. I was we're visiting my parents, and my parents live, not too far from Boston, about an hour and a half away. And I was floating the idea to my dad, hey, we should go to the Red Sox-Yankee game Sunday night. It'll be fun to watch David Price throw bat in practice.
Is that a night game?
Yes. Okay. And David Price is going to throw national TV batting practice, which is always great to watch. And the reason why I think about it, I say I'm not going, is where the hell am I going to sit? Anywhere I sit, I'm going to be staring at something that's not the game because there's no good seat that's within reason unless I decide to mortgage my house to go to the game.
What about Green Monster seats? I think that would be a cool way to watch a game, no?
It would be, but how much is that? If I go on StubHub right now.
You spend money on your tickets and stuff, so you're not afraid to do that.
I'm not afraid to spend money, but within reason. I can't spend $1,000 to go to a Yankee Red Sox game.
Why did I think your folks lived in Florida?
No, they would never go to Florida.
Okay.
Here, I'll give you a great example, Kim. You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I just went on StubHub. You ready?
Okay.
Monster seats for the Sunday night game.
Yeah.
There are four tickets available. Two of them are $575 a ticket. The other one is $750 a ticket.
Wow.
I mean, Kim.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Can you put it on the Francesa account?
I should ask him to buy it for me. Hey, Mike. I mean, I'm looking at StubHub. Kim, you have to sit in a halfway decent speed at minimum $300 a ticket. Minimum.
Really?
That's a lot, man.
Yeah, it is a hot ticket, though. That part's fun to me. I mean, I'll be watching on TV, but that part's fun to me.
No, I get it. Okay, how about this one? You ready? We're having a fun time talking about this.
Yeah, I like it.
All right, Red Sox, Tampa Bay Rays on a Friday night. The monster seats.
Tell me.
$430 a ticket.
Really?
That's the Rays. That's not even Red Sox, Yankees.
So there's a chance, including all of my reports on NFL Network. My first one wasn't great a little while ago, by the way.
No way. Sure it was.
There's a chance that the most right I am all day today about anything is my suspicion that the monster seats were tough gets and expensive. That's how my day's going.
No. Hey, you said that they may get this deal done today. Yeah. I hope you're right. That would be great.
If they do, text me or something. You might be off the air by the time it happens. But text me or, you know, we'll talk tomorrow or something about it.
Let me ask you quickly about the Giants. What is the biggest, and I'm sure there are plenty, so you could probably take an hour to answer this question, but what are the biggest differences you're noticing from Ben McAdoo camp to Coach Pat Shurmur camp?
The biggest, and it was apparent 5 minutes in, is that this offense will not be predictable. This offense will be diverse. You will have players, and I'm including Saquon and Odell, who obviously are the two superstars, but among them, so any player, will line up anywhere, and they will stress the defense in many ways. Ben McAdoo banked on simply being better than the defense. The defense knew what was coming. The defense knew what to prepare for. Players, including Sterling Shepard, have said, listen, if you're a little more diverse, you make the defense think about things. You make the defense at least have plans on how to stop people. Well, they're going to have plans on how to stop people because I truly believe you are going to see all of those skill players almost everywhere. Mm. And that is a very good thing.
Hey, another really good thing is that Dave Gettleman was there. That was great to see that he's back and he feels healthy, looks healthy. That's great to hear about.
100%. He spoke to the team. He made mention because of his continuing treatment, he can't be, you know, hugging and physical contact like that with just, you know, a team full of people or media people or whatever. And he said that's what hurt him because the players all wanted to come up to him and give him hugs and stuff. That's the neat part of this. As you know, Ev, when it does work out and someone's feeling good.
Well, absolutely. No question. Well, keep up the good work, Kim. I'm sure that report you had on NFL Network is fantastic. remember, be tough on Brady, okay? Go after him.
I'm going to go nuts.
Beautiful.
I'm going to go nuts.
Well, you're the best.
Right,
I appreciate you coming on, Kim.
I'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Kim Jones, NFL Network, and, of course, WFAN.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.